Well, here we are in Thanksgiving, and I want to share some ideas on gratitude, creative ways to be grateful, because if you have an attitude of gratitude, it really changes everything, right? How many times do we hear people complain? I complain, you complain, we all complain. I heard a really cool story recently, and it was from Albert Einstein. I guess it's a famous story. I've never heard it before, but it's very cool. I mean, the bottom line is that he was teaching in a school, and a whole bunch of students were there, and he wrote on a board 1 times 9 equals 9. And then he wrote 2 times 9 equals 18, and 3 times 9 equals 27, all the way up till 10 times 9, and he wrote 91. All of a sudden, the classroom started erupting laughter, and of course, a couple students pointed out that, you know, everyone knows that, you know, 9 times 10 is going to be 90, not 91. And his lesson of that story, whether this is true or not, is still brilliant, was that you notice how all of the times I did the programs up until that point, nobody praised me for getting the calculations correct. They only wanted to correct me when it's wrong. And that was the lesson. And then he went on to talk about, I guess, how anybody who doesn't make mistakes, isn't being genuine, isn't being true. And basically, everybody makes mistakes. But the more important moral of that story is that how we point out all of the mistakes, all the faults. And once I heard this, I started thinking about that. And I was like, man, gosh, is that not true today? You know, we find fault in just about everything. You know, our pizza doesn't taste right. Our car isn't running right. My, you know, the people in our lives are this or that. They're jerks or you know what. You know, I mean, there's always a complaint to be had. And even, you know, I know there's a lot of training in the martial arts and especially in, you know, Taoism and Buddhism and others, even Christianity, right? Where we don't judge other people. It's not a wise idea to judge other people. And, you know, in no complaints, you know, I'll have often in many of the ancient martial arts teachings will be, especially in Taoism, they talk about no complaints. You know, imagine your life. What would your life be like if you had no complaints, if you had nothing to complain about at all, right? And it seems silly and you may say, well, that's not realistic, but don't forget that your reality begins with you. You know, I mean, granted, what's going on outside of us, we can't really control that, but our reaction to it, we can control. Everything that happens to us is happening inside of us. It's happening inside of our brains, inside of our hearts, inside of our soul, right? So we in a way, do have a way to control some of that environment and our reaction to that type of thing. So you can choose to have a no complaint lifestyle. So when it comes to Thanksgiving and giving thanks, I think it's important to at least consider, not just today, but in general, to be a thankful person. You know, for example, imagine if you went into work, next time you went into work and you just decided this is the day I'm going to start turning things around. I'm going to start just being grateful and thankful for everything I have, everything today, just today, start with today and try to roll that into every day. And when you fall off track, you try to get back on track. And what happens is profound because you realize that, you know, you're grateful for even things like being able to hear me right now, being grateful for being able to breathe, being able to drink water, or eat even a single cracker or whatever it is you're eating, you know, or, you know, you go to Starbucks, we complain about the line being too long or the prices of the coffee or whatever, right? But imagine any of these instances. Let's take going to Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts, depends on what you like. And you just had such gratitude for the amazing taste that this has and the fact that you can taste it and enjoy this delicious coffee or whatever it is. Try to go into it with an attitude of gratitude. And I'm telling you, it's just like they say, when you change the way you look at things, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And that's absolutely true. And I've practiced this for quite some time. And, you know, I'm guilty as charged. I mean, I'm still trying to do the work, right? It's just, it's not easy for us humans to do this type of thing. But if you're committed to it, you can make the change. You can do anything. You can make anything happen, you know, when you put your mind and your heart together to do it. Here's the beauty. Here's the great thing about life is that just like, think about a tree for a second, okay? And in that tree is treeedness, right? What makes up a tree is everything to do with a tree. right? And I, bear with me, this sounds silly, but think about a tree. It's got the pulp, it's got the water, it's got the carbon atoms, it's got everything that makes up a tree. Well, we're the same way. Our humanness, is what it is. It's what it's made up of. So all the other stuff is additional nonsense. It's additional garbage that we don't need to employ, and it's all ego-based. Ego stands for edging God out, and God is the creator of all things. Or if you're atheistic or some other religion doesn't believe in gods, just think of whatever creates all of this, creates you, creates me. It's natural. It's how we're made. It's how we're created. Everything else is additional, right? We don't have to be angry with people. We don't have to be judgmental towards other people. We don't have to be critical of people and destroy other things or people, right? We don't have to do that. And some of you may say, well, that's just instinct. That's how I am. You know, well, you know, you may have certain temperaments. Like, for example, some people are more prone to get angry than others. True. But you always have the capability of tapping into that beautiful inside nature of yourself, you know, and not employ that ego. That nasty ego is something that develops in time. You know, we have these bad things maybe that happen to us, and, you know, we reshape who we are. So, you know, growing up as a kid, maybe you were picked on or made fun of or made to feel less than, or maybe you didn't have a good relationship with your father. You felt like you were never good enough. You start to compensate for all those things, and that slowly builds up this ego, this protective mechanism to protect you for survival reasons. But most of it's psychological. And that's why, you know, psychologists and psychiatry are so huge, especially nowadays. People are really struggling big time with their emotions and their mental states. It's become a major, major problem. So you have to think, all these years with all these medications and all these psychological evaluations and psychiatrists and counselors and whatever, right? All of that, and we're at the worst that we've ever been as a human race ever, right? And it's incredible. You think about that. It's because we haven't tapped into our deeper, truer self, you know, who we really are deep inside. My personal belief is that we've moved on to from the industrial age to the information age to now we're starting to adapt the spiritual age. And it doesn't mean religion, you know, although to me, religion's a part of it, certainly, absolutely a part of it. But more importantly, it's us being able to tap into that better part of who we are inside. And that's some of the stuff I like to share, because this is the quest I'm after. This is the stuff I learn, and this is the stuff I like to share with you. And it's ways to tap into this. It's ways to be grateful, to be able to have an attitude of gratitude, because it absolutely, positively changes your life. And it's a simple choice. It's a simple choice. You could decide today or tomorrow that, you know, I don't want to hold this label of bipolarism. I don't want to hold this label of anxiety or depression or angry or reclusive or fat or skinny or whatever it is you are. I don't want that title. That's just a title. It's a silly meme. It's a mind virus that was put inside of me. I will do the hard work. There may be people out there and I know there are people that struggle quite a bit. I know quite a lot of people that are close to me here struggle with a lot of these things that I've been telling you about, and they're quote unquote diagnosed with something. The problem with the diagnosis is that the helpers are not capable of helping them tap into all that other wonderful, juicy stuff that makes you who you are. And that's why we need to do the quote unquote self-help, you know, books and talks and podcasts and different things to come up with ways to get into that channel, to get into that groove. So that's why there is that teaching out there that's available to everybody. The best news of all is that it's there for you. It's right there in front of you. You're capable of doing it. I'm capable of doing it. We're all capable of this, of excellence, of just excellence, of just peace, peace, joy. And it starts with tranquility. It starts with gratitude. And over and over and over and over again, you have to remind yourself of the gratitude factor. You may be struggling with a lot of pain, but there are still things you can be grateful for. And if you just try it, just practice this for a little bit each day, you're going to start to notice that things turn around. So give that some thought this Thanksgiving and beyond. Especially toward the new year, there's a lot of changes going on. And, you know, we don't have to hate. we don't have to hate, but we also don't have to be overly peaceful about things. We can still address issues and try to help make a difference in the world in a very calm, peaceful, kind-hearted way with an attitude of gratitude. And if you're able to do that, and you do it for long enough, you're going to notice that very quickly that things will change for you. So start it today, start it tonight, start it tomorrow, and see if an attitude of gratitude will help reshape your life in creative ways.